This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
240 on the sweet spot. The hard line is ahead with Why Today Doesn't Suck. Cowboys beat the Giants yesterday 20-15, but let's take a pause from our game HSOs and get to the NIT break because Monty has promised absolute heat and a loaded week.
Cook.
We absolutely do, Sean. We have, I could, no joke, play 10 or 11 right here. I think they would all be good contenders.
Do it.
But I have cut it down to 7. So we're going to get going here. We have 7 nominations between 3 people.
Oh.
Okay.
Including our first ever foursome by one guy.
What a week.
It's going to be great. But let's start with a twofer here from Craig Rosengarten, who is on, from what I now know, is called the Three Box with Rick, Craig, and Eli, of course, Eli, the biggest Ranger fan you know. We have an old-fashioned case of not listening here from one Craig Rosengarten, and this may be the quickest turnaround I've ever heard.
I think that's how that went down. You can correct me if I'm incorrect on
pretty
Twitter
sure
or,
that's
or
right.
Whatever, but I think that's
it's been
how
20
that
years, but I kind of remember that, yes.
But I did miss that. I mean, the Ernie Els Tiger Woods, it was awesome. That was good stuff. In fact, I always thought that, well, I wanted to have the captains play a hole.
That's,
let them go.
I always thought that if it ends in a tie, if it ends in a tie, let the captains play.
He just.
That's what he just said.
Well, you said let him play a hole. I said if it's end, if the whole thing ends in a tie.
Well, I mean, you play until somebody wins, but it's the captains are playing.
Well, and I'm saying they don't play unless there's a tie.
Absolutely.
And then as soon as there's a tie, all right, guys, get on the range.
Yeah, get your sticks out.
Yep. Yes, as
I think
said.
That'd be fine.
Thank you, Connor.
No, forget it, Craig.
Yeah, just
forget
just
it.
Just stop.
9:46 on the ticket. The Three Box limping in to the home stretch.
I'm a little surprised the morning committee didn't put that in simply because I know George loves a good Rosen. Yeah.
And that would have gotten me points.
Yeah, too bad.
That was great.
Well,
no, but only if there's a tie.
If not that one, what about this one?
Oh, another one?
Craig Rosengarten struggles saying a word.
Hey, I have a football question for
you. Oh, no.
What is up?
So if
6 points is a touchdown, next
Mr. Manning has a...
No. What's the question? Hold on.
I know what the question is.
I want to hear the question.
It is a legitimate question.
We'll be the judge.
I think
of that.
It's a legitimate question.
You okay, Craig?
Josh.
Carry on.
Is it a legit?
Take three.
Even the people around us are laughing. Legitimate.
Thank you.
Gosh, this is
just let the man talk.
Not making the tournament here.
That's incredible.
How that
so
thing
much
get picked,
going
I have
on.
No idea.
Oh, man, that mix between golf and college football tailgate, that's
explosive. A legitimate e-break.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know the show after them is comfortable once they start immediately kicking Craig in the nuts the second he talks to him.
Yep.
Touchdown 6 points.
I was trying to moderate there. I wanted to hear the question.
Well, at first you didn't know. You thought he didn't know what a touchdown was.
Touchdown.
You moderated.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair.
All right.
So there is a double dose of Craig Rosengarten to get us started here. Candidate number 3 on the NIT break is one Bob Sturm. We heard this yesterday. I thought this might get me a point this morning, but with Lando gone in New York covering the Cowboy game, we had Will Connerly one day, Michael Dixon the next in there doing ticket tickers. It didn't really matter which one it was to Bob.
Then we just got to yank Phoenix back to Indianapolis and get 3 and 4. But none of us know the format. That's bad. Hi, Michael.
Mr. Dixon, how we doing?
How's it going?
It's going well.
Congratulations, by the way.
I can't do that to Michael. I'm Will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. That is Will.
I was just following Bob's lead.
I was very confident over there, and I looked over there, and I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. Got my names mixed up and everything.
We have so many professional sounding backup ticker guys. It's hard to keep them straight.
Yeah, yeah. So we are congratulating you for Michael's job, and we apologize, Will, on that front. But
all good.
That was cool because we got to hear Will's laugh plug-in that he had installed during that clip. That was good.
Every time I see Michael Dixon now, I say...
He's not a robot, Monty.
Mr. Dixon.
That's funny.
Old Mr. Dixon.
There's Bob as candidate number 3 on the NIT break here. As candidate 4, 5, 6, and 7, we have our very own Ham.
Ho, ho.
Throughout a mixture of different shows. This one here... was on the hard line whenever he had a classic board op misfire of a drop.
Thunderstorms blew through in the middle of the night last night. The severe thunderstorm warning was issued at like 3:15 in the morning and then expired at 4:45. And I did wake up at some point to hear the smattering of hail on the roof and windows and howling winds. Sorry.
Ham?
Continue. Go ahead.
I might have misfired.
We have a...
I think people want to know what I was about to say there. I don't know what it has to do with hail.
I myself am circumcised.
We'd like to...
I was trying to play this.
We'd like you to make a statement to your fans, Ham.
I love the random misfire.
I love the idea of having to make an immediate statement after a screw up. It's pretty funny.
Right after.
It's the best feeling, and it's the worst feeling as a board op.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh no.
So three more hams? Are you kidding?
Let's keep going. Yeah, we're going to ride the ham train here.
All right.
This was from Sunday morning, which we did have a little whip this morning, but I think we're putting that one on Elf. This was Ham doing birthdays and getting a guy's age completely wrong.
Scott Baio is 64. He of the afternoon school special.
And is he blah, blah, blah?
Blah, blah, blah. Yes. Attorney at law, yeah.
You, sir, are a mouthful.
Mystical, 64, the rapist, Mr. Monty.
He's 64?
64. That seems way too
that
old.
That seems really old for Mystical.
Did I get that wrong?
He was popular when
maybe
we
54.
Were, when we were in high school.
Artist.
54 seems more doable.
What's this say? Is he drawing Social Security already? He's 50. Where am I getting this from?
So are all of your birthdays 10 years off?
Ham, I don't say this lightly.
He's 54.
This is the worst news you've ever done. Bonnie Hunt of Jumanji is 63, presumably.
DJ wasn't wrong.
It is crazy that he's only 10 years off. 64 to 54 seems like a huge gap.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll be a year off.
I just like the idea of DJ having records of how bad Ham's news was.
That was just, a feel thing, and it felt right.
Okay.
It felt right in the moment.
I know if he archived these.
So he was 24 when he wrote the iconic song Shake Your Ass.
Right.
And not 34 he wrote Shake Your Ass. Yes.
He wants you to be
exactly.
careful.
Yes, exactly. Show me what you're working with. Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't 10 years old when he was born. okay, let's keep going. Ham here. This time, Ham, during the mix between the sweet spot and the invasion, decided to throw out a little line. You guys were having fun, and he may have tripped over his words.
I think I may need that.
But is he going to George Jefferson walk on your back?
We don't need all that. We just need to just kind of work it out a bit.
I've heard that's really bad for you when someone does it, but it feels so good.
Mr. Bentley was fine when George did it to him.
What if they mess up and you no longer walk?
What about your roller bit?
I don't know if Ham has enough weight to mess it up.
You just don't even feel anything?
Like, I wouldn't have you do it.
Are you standing me yet? What?
What?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Are you standing me yet?
What are you trying to say?
I didn't
say?
Catch the end of
are
that.
You standing actually... on me yet?
Oh.
I was going to say, I think Mino... repeated it exactly.
Are you standing my gig gate?
Are you standing your paint roller?
Yeah. He was trying to pronounce the last name of the Cowboys cornerback that we're struggling with.
Makes sense.
Are you standing my yet?
Or a warrior?
Are you standing my yet? Are you standing my yet?
You're incredible.
Well, one more here from Ham.
Oh.
This one is tense. We're back on the hard line. Davey is involved once again. And this is like Dan level intense with his board operator.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's just hear it.
Like if you keep it in your garage, everything corrodes. Like you can't keep it by anything that you want. You almost have
like
to...
Like it weeps out of the container that it's in?
Yeah. It's...
That's crazy.
It's serious stuff, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, the last thing, the bees. So yesterday in North Richland Hills, a woman called 911. Why are you talking to me as I'm talking? What did you say?
I said, quickly, please.
Get to this. We're later than balls.
Okay. Well, let's just stop now.
Oh, come on.
All right, a couple of elderly people were stung by bees, but they're going to be fine.
Boy, this locker room right now.
Oh, we got to get to Sturm Center.
Do we?
That's next.
Okay.
And then something important at 7. I don't know.
All right, man. See if our whole locker room fractures next.
Oh, no. Man, when you lose back-to-back games, just...
And this was like 8 minutes after the misfire, too.
Oh, no.
So I bookended this segment.
Oh, done with you.
Yelling on the sidelines.
Well, we're, all that silence.
We're equally as late as they were on the hard line, so let's get to
it.
Let's get
to Sturm Center next.
We got Rosen, Bob, yep. Ham. Lando.
Legitimate.
All righty. Sean.
That legitimate e-break was too good by Rosen.
Okay, Mino?
Great week, Justin, like you teased. The Mr. Dixon drop moment was classic. It's got to be Bob.
Okay, him.
Misfire.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. I think the Davey one is the best, but Rosen not being able to say legitimately
okay.
is the winner.
Yes.
Congrats. That is his fourth all-time. He's tied with Ham and Corby.
All right, and that gets me a few points in the fantasy league. So congrats, Rosen. Good job, Justin.